Blog Talk Radio.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires of Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursdays at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Oh, my God. I just love it. That pre-song we were listening to, what is that? Praise Him. We have to praise Him in the good. We got to praise Him in the bad. Whatever your perceptive of a thing, you may actually be looking at it in the wrong way. It's actually better than we think. I am your awesome host for this evening, afternoon, or morning, depending on where you are. I am Dr. Renee Sunday. I am the platform builder. And you know, people love to ask me what that is. I said, but I help people shine their light to the world. I help people tell their message. You know, whatever your dreams, your goals, your purpose is. You know, I've actually obtained a new name, and we get that in my brand, and it's called Be Seen, Be Heard, Get Paid Expert. So I have a lot of names, but the key is I have been created. It was predestined that I was part of the plan to help you share your message to the world. And that's what we do here on Good Deeds. Good Deeds Radio, TV, the publishing company, nonprofit, me as a minister, all the things that I do. The key is to let you know that you are wonderful, you are special, you are wonderfully made, and you can obtain your dreams in life. That can be whatever. It can be a fitness trainer. It can be a healthcare professional. You know, and I love them. It can be an image consultant. I love them as well. But it can be whatever you're called to be. It could be a publisher. It can be whatever. It's whatever's in your heart. And people always ask me, what your purpose is. Well, let me tell you. Your purpose is something easily achievable. So when I look at it, I'm going to say, oh, man, that's so hard to do. But you're going to say, I can wake you up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you can sing like a songbird. Now, I'm going to need a little help with that. I'm going to do a background for you, but now I'm not going to lead the song. But that's easily achievable. I had a friend last evening, was sick as a dog, but hit that high note. And I'm like, I thought you said you were sick. See, that's you and your purpose. When you actually can do that at a drop of a hat. Isn't that amazing? But you got to make sure that you keep it in perspective. And, you know, I just love talking about music. One of my major things that I like is Christian music, especially when it got a little soul to it. I just love, you know, I love beats. I think, that's one thing that equalizes the world is music. Uh-huh. You can actually Google that. I bet you it'll be on there. You know, we can dance and have a good time. I think music probably number one. And number two, you know what number two is? Sports. Yeah, I wish it was our different, our religions, our beliefs. But I hate to say it, the study that I saw, religion was kind of number 10. I'm sorry to say that. But number one and number two was music. The next one was sports. But we actually have an awesome young lady with us speaking of music. I just love her platform because it's done in the spirit of excellence. When you go and check out her music, check out her website, check out her social media, you're going to say, this is very, how the young people say, clean. This is very crisp. But it actually shows the spirit of excellence in the things that she do. And I don't want to delay because I want to hear some awesome things that she's going to tell me. She's just been so wonderful to me already. But I really love her spirit. We want to welcome the Good Deeds. None other than the Christian soul artist. And great voice. Miss Sheila Moore Piper. If I pronounce it wrong, she'll get me straight right now. Welcome to Good Deeds.
Yes, Dr. Renee Sunday. You did pronounce it right. Thank you so much. Well, I'm glad to be here.
Oh, you. Say you here. She has a great voice. Oh my God, just even talking. But then, you know, welcome to Good Deeds. But tell us, a little bit more about yourself and, the amazing things that's going on in your life.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, before I got started in full-time music ministry, I was a school teacher. I was a school teacher full-time for 13 years. And so after that, the Lord slowly pulled me out of the classroom and was slowly taking me into the music sector. I've always done music. Music was always a love and a passion of mine, like you just finished talking about passion. Because I started writing songs when I was 8 years old. And I started, writing songs. When I got to college, I was writing for, songs for my sorority and things like that for us to do and things like that. But it didn't really come to fruition until, recently, full time. And I taught music. When I was teaching, I taught music. I taught reading. But the Lord just slowly started pulling me out of the classroom, so slowly started getting me to come over to this side where, I had to, do music full time. So that's where I am. So, I'm a teacher at heart, though.
Wow. You made me do a flashback to school. I said, oh, my God, if I could have had a teacher that could sing, that means you would sing in class. Oh, that would have been amazing.
Yeah, I sing. But I sing every once in a while. When I was in teaching, I wrote music and stuff like that. Like I wrote when I was working at one of my schools, a couple of schools I worked at, I had wrote our class song. I wrote out one school. I wrote the school song. And another one, I wrote the school song. But nobody knew. Nobody knew that I was actually a singer until they started seeing me move around, and they was like, I didn't know you sing. Your voice is amazing, and you've been in this classroom, and you don't say nothing. You're just real, just low-key, because I'm just like that. I'm reserved. I don't want to say too much. I just kind of just let you think what you want to think, and then when it just comes up, it's like. I love, I'm a teacher at heart. Even though I'm in the music ministry, I love being a teacher, too, so. Yes.
Oh, wow. That made me think when I first got into the ministry, preaching. That's the first thing my mom said. My mom said, keep it low. Keep it low, Lynn. You know what that meant. You don't have to.
Yeah. That's what I'm, because, when you brag and stuff like that, when it comes time to get into it or something like that, and you don't have to brag. If it's a gift of yours, like you said, the word says that your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. But when I was in that sector, I never told anybody. I was a songwriter. I never told them anything. They just thought I had the gift of writing a song. Who writes a whole song for a whole school if you don't have the gift of songwriting? You got to have that somewhere. That, to me, tells me that person's just not a teacher. what I mean? Because you got some teachers who have the gift that can write. But the kind of gifts and the kind of programs that we used to put on, because when we did programs, I put on production. We did production. We didn't just do no program. That's got to be a production. And they would always ask, where do you get these ideas from? I mean, you just don't do you don't do a program. You got a production. That's the difference. But I never once told them that I was in the music sector. I never told them that there was another side of me that the Lord knew, that that some other people knew, that had that I had the recording ministry neck. I never said anything. But
wow,
now it's starting to come
so
out.
Powerful.
It's starting to come out. Now it's coming out. And so now people are like, oh, wow. But to God be the glory. Like you said, I just keep it low. To God be the glory. Because it's really about Him. It's really me to not be. It's about, it's about Him. So. Whatever capacity he wants to be using. Yeah. It's really about him. So it's whatever capacity. Now, don't get me wrong, doctor. Whenever I left teaching, it was hard. Transitioning over to the music ministry full time was hard. It was hard for me. It took me about almost a year and a half to get adjusted. And I still wasn't adjusted then. Because when you make a change over, because in the music ministry, it's a different type of. It's different. When you are in the teaching field, your kids love, once you establish a relationship with your students, they have your respect, and you know you got your own little world. You kind of have your own fame in your own little world where you are. But when you come over and cross over to another, the avenue of music, you just never know how people are going to be. You know what I'm saying? You never know how they're going to accept you. In the teaching world, as long as you got that relationship with your students, they love you. They think you're like, oh, my goodness. But, you know, when you come over to the music world, it's, you know, it's different. Now you come and you're crossing over from here to here to here to there. And, you know, not that you want people to like you, you know, you want favor and stuff like that, but it's just different. It's different. So, and you got to learn to be, you learn to be okay with that. And then now you got to shake off, you know, what people think and how they think and how they, you know, what they view you as and stuff like that. And you just got to be yourself. The real true you has to be shaped and molded. You know what I mean when I say that? Your real true you now has to be shaped and molded.
Oh, no, I live that. I said, Lord, is she talking about me? I totally understand. I'm so glad that you, because, you know, of course, when you go through that, you feel like you're the only one. Because you know how you hear people say, well, God told them to leave the job and they obey. No, that didn't happen to me. I lost my job. And that's a big transition in what I usually call it, Sheila, in my terminology. You know, being in the full-time anesthesia in the medical field, now what I do is, to me, I call this corporate America. Because like you just said, the people, when I come in and meet a patient, and I hate to say it, sometimes less than 5 minutes, I'm Dr. Renee Sunday, I rarely get anyone disagree or ask me a lot of questions. You know, they usually don't object to what I say. But here, and just like, I'm so glad you did that, because now in all the things I do, media, and then you said that so wonderfully in music, people, they're going to look at your website at least seven, eight times before they consider the buy.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Yeah.
So,
that's right. That's right.
Powerful.
Well,
I'm
so
glad
I guess
you said
that, you know,
that,
cause yeah.
I've had some people say 3 years. It took them 3 years to actually buy any of my products and services. I was like, well, 3 years?
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes it takes that long for you to, you know, I mean, and then somebody asks, well, how do you know that you're following that? Because, you know, why would you do that? You left this wonderful, and I just, you know, just didn't believe, you know, it was going to happen eventually, because the Lord had put it in my heart that he was getting me to let me, was just letting me know you're going to be leaving that, you know, and coming over to this side, you know what I'm saying? And I was having, like I said, I was having some issues with it. My identity was wrapped up in it. My identity got wrapped up in it. And I love what Pastor Ron Carpenter said one day. He said that if you don't know the difference between anything, you have to got to know that your identity can't be wrapped up in something. Because if your identity is wrapped up in something, when that thing is let go, or when the Lord lets it go, or when it's time for you to cross and do something else, you're gonna have some serious issues, some problems. So you just got to tell them. So with that being said, you have to know that, you know, when the Lord leads you to do a thing, you know, it's time for you to do that thing. You know, it's just time you step over and do whatever it is he calls you to do. If you've been doing something for 13 years or whatever, he wants you to cross over and do this now. Well, like he said, you know, it's to the glory of God. It's not to us. And sometimes people ignore the call, and then they wonder why they're miserable. Well, were you miserable? I mean, like my pastor said, I mean, that may be the time to do away with that. You may be trying to hold on to it, but you need to let that go. And then, you know, then that's when you get to see the manifestation. But if you don't move, he's not going to tell you anything if you're not moving. You got to move. In order to see like I told somebody the other day, somebody said, Sheila, you're moving. I see you moving. The Lord has you moving. You're doing it. Like I told him, I said, and I had made it. He said, are you still teaching? I said, I teach part-time now. And I said, I get to choose my schedule and I teach part-time. I said, but when I was full-time, I couldn't do that. I said, because once you're doing that full-time, they're paying you to do that. They're paying you to be there to do that. And so you have to commit to excellence on that side. I said, but I can tell you, if you're trying to launch out and do something different, you can't hold on to that and then want to do something like this full time. And then, because wherever you plant your seeds is where your harvest is going to grow. And I told him that. He was like, say that one more time. I said, if you're over here doing this right here, you put them seeds in the ground, then the harvest has to grow. But if you have not sown in this direction, you can't expect the harvest. You can't. You haven't sown in that. You haven't sown in it. So you can't expect the harvest where you have not sown. If you haven't sown it, then you can't expect the harvest. Now, if you want that harvest to grow, then you're gonna have to put the work in there.
That's
and if you
right.
like you know,
Lord.
If you don't work, you don't work, you don't get nothing. That's what Bishop Drake said a long time ago. When Bishop Drake said, "You don't work, you don't get nothing," and that's what he was saying. If you do not work this, it won't grow. If you want it to grow, you have to work it. It ain't gonna work itself.
That's right. That's why I think people get confused. Yeah, they want it to fall from heaven, but you know, you actually have to take an action. You have to step out on faith.
Yeah,
and
you have to
come in the right intersections, you know.
Yes, you know, like case in point with the song "Rest Your Mind." "Rest Your Mind" was a wonderful song when it came out. It was wonderful. I wrote the song and it was beautiful when it came out, but it was an online record. Because at the same time, I was still teaching. When that song came out, I was still in the teaching sector. I had not been released to come out full time yet. So I released it, but I didn't work it like I'm working the Are You Ready record. See, the success from the Are You Ready record is going back and catching the Story Told Twice with Rest Your Mind on it. Because I'm working, so I'm grinding now to do it. So the Lord is going back catching all the songs that wasn't caught, and the people are catching them now. Because I'm working it. You see what I'm saying? Because I came over to the other side to work it. But if I had never worked it, then we probably wouldn't be on this phone right now. You got to work.
I want to ask you this because I'm fascinated with names. That's a fascination to me. That just puts it all up. That just brings everything to one point. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All that other stuff is saying, but are you ready?
Yeah. Well, Are You Ready came from, it's like a volume, it's the volume 2, chapter, Are You Two? Are You Ready? And it's like, well, are you ready? I mean, in the book of John, the Lord asked, you know, he asked the disciples, he asked them as a group first, who do you say that I am? And some say, you know, they all had their different opinions about who they were, who he was. And then he came back and asked them, who do you say I am? See, it was corporate at first, then he switched it to the individual. So as an individual, are you ready? You got to know that you're ready or not. Ready to do, and somebody may say, ready for what? Ready to do whatever he called you to do. Are you ready to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to be used in any capacity that he wants to use you in? Are you ready to be saved? Some people need to know. Some people need salvation. Are you ready to be saved? Are you ready to do that? Are you ready? And if you are saved, are you ready to walk into the divine call that the Lord has for your life?
Amen.
There's so many entities to that question. And only you can answer that question. So when Jesus brought that to me, I said, so Lord, he said, that's what I want you to call it, because are you ready? It's so broad. People may think it's vague. No, it's not vague. It's very broad. Only you can answer that question. And it's not just one answer. The answer lies within you. Are you ready to step into the things of God? A lot of people have been saved for years, but they're not stepping into the call of God for their lives. Are you ready to go to the next level in him? You know what I'm saying? Like me, I was a school teacher for 13 years. Am I going to stay back and be comfortable? Am I going to come out from my comfort zone and do music full time like he put in me to do? Or am I going to shrug it off and say, well, I don't sound like so-and-so. I'm not that person. I don't know if I'll be able to do it. Oh, it's not making me the money that I want to make. Or, you know, he's not giving me what I think I should have. Are you ready to still follow him regardless? That's powerful. Only that person can answer that question.
I love that. That's amazing. And, you know, and I have to say this because, you know, a lot of people say, well, I like the beats of the music, but, I mean, you got to get them words on that because that's going to minister to you the words that you're saying.
Thank God for that, and every song that was written, you know, Lord gave to me for a purpose. So, are you ready? That's what I said. It ministered to me. I was like, wow, who do you say that I am? Because, you know, because we're going to be, it's individual. even though it's corporate, Jesus is a relationship God. He's a relational. So if he's a relationship God, then he wants to have a relationship with you. So he wants to be a part of every little intimate part. He wants to be, you know, in your life. So are, you know, are you ready? It's going to come up.
That's right. Okay. That's right. Amen. You're right about that. Well, I want to ask you this because I think I always ask all the artists this question because I'm just kind of fascinated with it myself. You know, when you, and I think that through your conversation, you've already answered the question, but when you actually on stage, what really, you know, and all those people out there, and you know, you want to minister, through God, through you as being the willing vessel. What goes through your mind when you out there with all those? I noticed that the lights are hot. what really goes through your mind when that's going on?
Well, what really goes through my mind is I have to say, okay, I have to deliver the message that the Lord gave me to deliver. And sometimes delivering an original song can be very difficult, especially when you're an independent international artist. But, you know, because somebody may not know your song, but it's okay. What I've learned is, you know, you do what the Lord gives you to do, and other people, they'll catch on, they'll get it. So when you get in front of them, you know, you just want to minister and make sure they get it and make sure that they hopefully feel the same way you feel about it when the Lord gave it to you, you know. And, you know, and you get there and you do what you got to do. And sometimes I have an attitude is, you know what, Lord, I'm just do what I do. I want the people to get it, but I can't be so fast. I mean, I can't be so okay. You know, everybody wants to be loved and want to be liked, but you got to do what you got to do. You have to do what you're called to do. And most of the time, you know, when I do the song or whatever, like I can say a gig that I recently did. I did a gig on Saturday where I say a ministering gig. I like to call it a ministry gig because it is that. Well, when first got in the church or whatever, the church was real. It was the event wasn't, it was kind of dead at first, very dead. And I had to sing Get Excited. I didn't know if I was going to be up first or not. But I said, Father God, I said, I sure hope I'm first so we can change the mood in here because it needs to be changed because, you know, the Bible says, joy of the Lord is your strength. Nobody in here should be on their phone or acting like they don't want to be here or whatever. So, and that's exactly what happened. I got up and I sang first. And I tell you, when I sang my song, I just sang one song. When I sang it, changed the whole atmosphere. Changed the whole thing around. It went from death to life, all like that. From being dead to life, all in 5 minutes.
That's powerful.
But it's wonderful.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but it's wonderful. It's wonderful being able to share what the Lord has with you. Sometimes you don't know how it's going to go. And I can say sometimes people get it. Sometimes, you know, whoever's going to get it, going to get it. You know, who's not going to get it, you know, sometimes people just think that you're supposed to entertain them, you know, whatever the case may be. Yeah. And that, you know, that's fine too. But, you know, you have to still do you. And when I go out there, no, nobody can beat me at being me. So I just be me.
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
I just be
me. If we focus on that, it'll act things. We won't have to worry about. You know, I don't even like saying the C word, but competition. It's no competition because we all different. But, you know, people won't, if they would truly see that and know that you have your own individual purpose in life, that would, you know, wouldn't have that.
Yeah. I mean, everybody,
but, you know,
yeah,
it's a
everybody,
process
yeah.
in everyone, you know.
Yeah, everybody has a story to tell. You know, so, you know, your story may be different from my story, and my story may be different from you. I mean, there's people that, I like what CC Wine has taught me. CC Wine said, she said, you know, people you're always going to have somebody who can sing better than you, who can play better than you or whatever, but nobody can outwrite you. I mean, they can write better than you, write songs better than you, but nobody can beat you at being you. Nobody can beat you. Nobody can beat you at being you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to be you because nobody can beat you at being you.
Mm-hmm. If we could put that on I mean, just really put it in some of our food that people could digest that. Because, you know, some people take that to heart. I mean, really to heart looking. And, you know, I love social media. But, you know, people think that all that stuff they put on social media, that if that's what they're doing, and then they feel bad and get condemnation, which we know we shouldn't have. But, you know, it's a process, you know, to get there, to get where God wants us to be. And I just pray for people all the time on there, because you can feel it through their posts that they be in trouble and, you know, they have concerns.
Yeah, but my thing is exactly. But some of that stuff on social media, to me, shouldn't even be put on there. You know what I mean? Some stuff is put on social media. I'm like, okay, do you want sympathy on this? Did you really have to share this with us or whatever the case may be? Some stuff to me don't need to be. Everything don't go on social media to me. Not to me. I don't think everything should go on there. Now, some stuff, yeah, you know you got to promote. To me, social media, you got to promote yourself. You got to do that because we live in a world where this is how you do it. You got to advertise. You got to market. You got to promote. You do that. But sometimes some people put so many personal things on there. I'm like, okay, it's kind of like a personal issue. Why is this on here now?
Yeah. And you know, and now in most hospitals now, especially in the operating room where we work, we have a sign and we have to tell the patients to turn their cell phone off, or they have to give it with their family member, because some of the pictures are too much. I think I put only one picture up there within my office because, you know, I think I was celebrating my 16th year earlier this month. And people say, my God, you in trouble, because I usually don't do that. Of course, not taking a picture with a patient or nothing like that. I said, that's just not what we're going to do. You know, I say it in a nice way, but, you know, there's certain things you should keep, like you said, private. I mean, because really and truly, I have enough people in my phone, Sheila, and I know you have too, that I could say, you need to intercede for me right now. Okay?
Yeah, that's right. Now, don't get me wrong. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like what you just did, you were celebrating your 16th year. That's fine. That's a celebration. But I'm just talking about some maybe people who just put stuff up there. I don't know if they want empathy or they want sympathy or what they want or the case may be. My thing is some stuff should just shouldn't go in there, go on there. You got to learn what to put on there and what not to put on there. It gets to the point where people just put stuff on there just to be putting on there. You know what I mean? Just to have on there. I'm like, no, what is that? What is that? To me, social media is supposed to be a platform to market yourself, to build, to uplift, and not just be putting random thoughts. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah. I think you did it right there when you just said it. Random thoughts. That's I'm gonna use that.
Yeah,
that's
random thoughts. I'm like, really? Do we really have to know every random thought? No.
You're so powerful, Sheila. You just a mess. You know, I wanna ask you this because you know we actually need to. You know, get your, you know, the products and services and book you and all that nice stuff. And of course, we need to support you on social media. But, you know, if you have, time goes by so quickly here. If you have anything else you want to share, and then tell us how we can contact you. And ladies and gentlemen, we actually have one of her amazing songs, but we want you to actually go to her website, go to iTunes and all the sites that she's going to tell us that we can actually purchase her material.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Doctor. I'm on iTunes. I'm on Amazon, CD Baby. Now I'm on BestBuy.com, Target, Sears.com, Walmart.com, all those places like that I am on. You can find my music, but you really can find me on iTunes as well. And you got my name is Shelia. Moore Piper, that's my artist name, and you can find me pretty much on any outlet, Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, Walmart.com, BestBuy.com. My Twitter handle is at Miss Sheila, MSSHELIA, and my Facebook is my artist name, Sheila Moore Piper. That's I have two. I have one that's my actual regular page, and I have one that's my fan page, and it's spelled the same way, Shelia Moore Piper. And I'm not on Snapchat or Instagram because I work so much on Facebook and Twitter. People be like, why don't you come over to Instagram? Because social media is work. I love social media, but it's a lot of work. That's why I said I don't get on there doing random thoughts. When I get on there, I'm working. So, so that's where you can find me. Yeah, you can catch me on Twitter. I love Twitter. I'm on Twitter a lot. I like Twitter for some strange reason, but I do like it. So catch me on Twitter and then at my website, www.SheilaMorePiper.com.
Oh, wow. I just love it. Well, first of all, we want to thank you, of course, for being in your purpose, but thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule, being here with us on Good Deeds.
Oh, really? Dr. Renee, I want to thank you so much for having me. I mean, really, I'm just really grateful to be sitting here. I'm so excited about it. Wow, I am.
I love it.
I'm on radio interview with Dr. Renee Sunday. Woohoo!
Oh, I love you. And, I'm going to be down your way pretty shortly, so I'm going to find out where you at and so I can meet you. But if anything I can help you with, don't hesitate
sure
to
do
let
that.
Me
please,
know.
Please make sure I'm holding you to that because, you know, we got a wonderful restaurant here run here called Papa Do's. You can't come to Houston and not eat at Papa Do's. You can't do that. You got to come to Houston. You got to You got to eat at Papa Do's.
I love it. You're just amazing. Oh, God. Thank you so much. But, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I love that. She was powerful there. I love that. I'm going to have to replay that 4 or 5 times just because she I have been through some of the things that I've been through going from, but Lord have mercy. But we're going to end out, you know, get her new single that's out called Get Excited. But we're going to play actually one of, and then the reason I think my team picked this because I'm always talking about mindfulness. I'm always talking about
mm-hmm.
getting your mind straight and believe.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to actually play this out. We actually have the longer version, but play it all the way through because you're going to do like I did. I was shouting by the middle part. By the evening, by the end of it, I was crying. So, you're going to actually get a great ministry in Sheila's music. But we love you, Sheila. We're going to play this out. And ladies and gentlemen, you know how to get in touch with me. You know, go to ReneeSunday.com. That's R-E-N-E-E Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y. You'll advertise a sponsorship. You know, all the things that we do is there, and the social media links as well. If you want to be a guest, all that's in one place. But, you know, we love you. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Listen now. Don't hang up and don't log off.
Take you, put your seatbelt on it.